I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time to start the show and talk about the sports we saw. Inside jokes and takes from Danger and Battaglia. Bills and the Sabres and the Amherst. Who gave a microphone to these jerks? Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. Welcome to the sports bar, that's where you are. With Danger and Battaglia.
Got a chock full of sports weekend, including RIT hockey at the Gene Policini Center this weekend. Of course, you have the Bills on Sunday, a full slate of college ball. Tomorrow, we are going to talk about the Amherst tonight, of course, at Blue Cross Arena with Scranton Wilkes-Barre in town, a game you'll be able to hear on the Fan Rochester, all leading up to Bills Dolphins coming up Sunday afternoon at 1. Our pregame coverage of Bills Dolphins from South Beach starts Sunday morning at 9 a.m. We'll be joined by DA Damon Amendolero, the Bill Maddock podcast later on this hour. We'll talk more Bills and Dolphins. And of course, we have that game for you here on the Fan Rochester coming up this weekend. Armando Salguero from Outkick joining us in just a couple few. We'll check in with Armando. Are you there, Armando? Welcome back into the sports bar, buddy. It's good to have you on with us.
Gentlemen, it's my pleasure. Always my pleasure.
Armando, we didn't expect the Dolphins to be 2-7 at this point here. Where do we begin? I guess what was finally the straw that broke the back with Chris Greer leaving the Miami Dolphins? Welcome. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so where to begin on a Hindenburg experience? So Chris Greer obviously has been the general manager since 2016, right? And in that time, the success that he has had with the Dolphins in the postseason has been zero. They have not won a playoff game during his tenure as the general manager. They've only been to two. He's been with the organization since 2002. And in that time, they haven't won a playoff game. So Chris Greer worked for the Miami Dolphins for 23 years and never won a playoff game. Are you starting to see why it was that he was maybe on the hot seat? Obviously, you have a team that is, I wouldn't say underperforming, because even the fans down here saw that they didn't match up. They didn't stack up with the quality teams around the league. They had holes. They still have those holes, except that they're bigger now. And the final straw came when Chris Greer told owner Stephen Ross, I may not make any trade deadline deals, going forward. And Stephen Ross said, okay, well, you're definitely not going to make them because thank you for your service. Mm. And off he went, and they called it a mutual parting.
That's interesting, though, and I hear everything you're saying about Greer, and I'm not trying to excuse Greer, but Ross has been the owner since, what, 2010, I want to say? And he kept him this long. I mean, dysfunction always starts at the top, as you know, Armando. And then I'm curious about how Jalen Phillips wound up in Philadelphia if Greer wasn't there. Who actually got fleeced by Howie Roseman in that deal?
Yeah, look, I've always said it, and I've written it a billion times. If you're an NFL general manager and Howie Roseman, your phone is ringing, and it's Howie Roseman on the other line, don't answer because you're about to get screwed. And sure enough, Jalen Phillips is, providing the Philadelphia Eagles with some much-needed pass rush. And the Dolphins are going to get a third-round pick, next year, which they'll find a way to blow. And so good for them. Champ Kelly, the interim general manager, was the one who did it. The thing here in Miami is people are upset that Moore wasn't done because they see what the Jets did in, blowing out Sauce Gardner for two first-round picks. And sending Quinnen Williams to Dallas for, a first-round pick. And they're going, wait a second, that team now has five first-round picks in the next two drafts. And they have three second-round picks in the next two drafts. And we don't. And we're only one game better than them at this point. So there are questions as to why they didn't trade Bradley Chubb. There are questions as to why they didn't trade Jalen Waddle. Obviously, they couldn't find deals that they were happy about. They wanted a first-round pick for Jalen Waddle, the wide receiver, and they didn't want to do it within the division. Hint, hint. Mm-hmm. My friends who cover the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, well, we have Jordan Poyer, you have Rasul Douglas, but it would have been nice to have Jalen Waddle up here. Armando Salcarrol from Outkick is our guest. Armando, I'm going to ask you the question that really we don't have an answer to, but with Mike McDaniel staying, does he actually get to keep his job in 2026? And if so, I mean, that would kind of limit the pool of GM candidates if you want to choose the best one. Like, hey, here's your head coach and your quarterback, and you don't get to build the team the way you want to.
You should be the owner of the Miami Dolphins. Do you have $10 billion laying around? Because that would make you as rich as Stephen Ross and capable of buying a team and a whole lot smarter.
Yeah.
Here's the issue. They just traded, obviously Jalen Phillips. Before they traded Jalen Phillips, the marching orders were to try and go out there and trade for draft picks. And in that environment, they told Mike McDaniel, we're going to be trading away talent, but we want you to stay on this year and win more with less talent so that you could keep your job for 2026. Mike McDaniel, obviously, is going to do his best to try to do that because I assume he likes to stay employed. But his chances of actually doing that are not huge considering that they were losing with more talent before Tyreek Hill got hurt, before Jalen Phillips got traded. Before, everybody realized this is a team that resembles a sinking ship. And you're absolutely right. If they keep Mike McDaniel next year, next offseason, they are not going to lure the top general manager talent And we know this because Stephen Ross has done this very exercise in 2014. He kept Joe Philbin and ran a general manager search after firing Jeff Ireland. And guess what happened? Three guys said, after they found out they had to work with Joe Philbin, they interviewed in their first interview and they found out Joe Philbin was their coach and they declined second interviews. And another guy turned down the job flat. So that is what happens when you tell the general manager, this is my shotgun, there is the wedding, attend, because I've already got a coach for you. It doesn't work typically, but yet Stephen Ross doesn't learn his lesson.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
McDaniel doesn't appear to be the same coach he was when he first came to Miami either, Armando. I mean, when you listen to him speak on day one of him having this job versus where he is now, he's discombobulated. He rambles on. He comes off as baked. I really don't know. I'm worried about him from a health standpoint. What have you observed in covering that team and being around that, you know, that area and McDaniel's de-evolution here as the coach of the team?
He's been dolphinized, and he has. It's a thing that happens to people when they start to work for that organization a lot of the time. You have to understand that there are a bunch of successful NFL coaches coaching right now that worked for the Miami Dolphins. And the Dolphins decided, you're not good enough for here. So Dan Campbell was the interim head coach of the Miami Dolphins, yep, and interviewed for the head job. Todd Bowles was the interim head coach of the Miami Dolphins and interviewed for the head job. Ben Johnson was a 7-year assistant for the Miami Dolphins and was fired. Okay. You have the people in-house sometimes, but you don't have the acumen to recognize that they are quality. And so they go somewhere else and they become quality and they show their qualities. And Mike McDaniel, I'm sure, will be a good coach somewhere. But he came here and he was running this space age offense of sorts that scored 70 points at one point against the Denver Broncos and came back against the Baltimore Ravens. They were down like 35-7 or something like that. And in the fourth quarter, they scored like 35 points and won the game. And it was like, what? How can this happen? That guy who authored that offense, I don't see him anymore. And the offense is also missing in action.
We haven't even talked about Tua here, and my take on Tua, Armando, is I've always respected him when he gets drafted, and they're trying to trade for Deshaun Watson, and there's all this, you know, the Brian Flores that looked like a lot of commotion around him, but he's always somebody that I thought, okay, he's a professional. don't know. My opinion changed when he threw some of his teammates under the bus in October when the Dolphins were 1-5, calling out players, you know, for missing meetings or whatnot. When, you know, you're the captain, dude, you fix it behind closed doors. Your thoughts on Tua, and will he be back in 2026?
Well, the salary cap hit on getting rid of him would be bigger than the salary cap hit that the Broncos endured for moving on from Russell Wilson. Mm. So to do that, one would have to suggest that it would have to be a new head coach and a new general manager, because Mike McDaniel, I mean, he was on the phone from the private jet as he was flying to Miami with Tua. He was about to accept the job, and he was telling Tua, I'm going to make you a star. I'm going to make your career. And early on, it looked kind of that way. And then now we're past early on, and it doesn't look that way anymore. But it's hard. I guess it's not hard. If McDaniel just wants to survive, he can throw Tua under the bus. But it's hard when a coach and a quarterback are sort of joined at the hip to, you know, have the coach unjoin himself so he could save his job. That wouldn't look good in the locker room. Of course, the locker room, you know, who knows what the locker room is going to look like next year. Can you guys tell that I'm not all that excited about the Miami Dolphins?
Well, let's shift gears then, Armando, because we want you to be excited. You cover the entirety of the NFL for OutKick, and it's a question that I think we ask a lot of our guests when they come into the sports bar. You look around the NFL, you look around the AFC, and I think it's fair to question, who's good? Because you see the teams with the winning records, like Denver is an example last night. Yeah, they get the win, but that wasn't impressive. They lead their division, but they haven't beaten anybody good, save for maybe Philadelphia. So is even then, you could say, is Philadelphia good? Who's good, Armando?
Nobody. There are no super teams. There's a bunch of good teams, right? And for about 30 seconds there, I thought that the Chiefs had figured it out and they were going to be back to their old, you know, to their old ways. And then last week, obviously the Bills gave them a what for. And then it wasn't like as close as what the score was.
Yeah.
To say that we have a team that is definitely the favorite, I think is a folly of an exercise, because, I mean, right now the Pittsburgh Steelers, for example, they lead the AFC North and everybody's expecting the Ravens to win the division and they're under 500. How does that make sense in anywhere? The Broncos, they're winning ugly, and to give them credit, they have an outstanding defense,
yes.
Right? But they have won ugly a lot, and their argument is ugly wins, they count as much as pretty wins, and we can ugly ourselves all the way to the AFC Championship game. And maybe they can, because, you know, they've got a heck of a coach. He's going to go into the Hall of Fame someday, and he believes in the quarterback, but they got to do something on offense. The Bills are the Bills, and, you know, they seem to have corrected or course-corrected what happened just before the bye, and that's good. We'll see what happens the rest of the season. I can't tell you that I'm all aflutter about the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, they look good. And they made that good trade with Sauce Gardner, and what they told you with that trade is, we're going for it. We gave up 2 first-round draft picks in the next 2 drafts, and we have a quarterback on a 1-year deal, so obviously they're going to sign him to an extension. They believe in Daniel Jones. That's the only way that trade makes sense, except that last week, Daniel Jones threw 3 interceptions and fumbled twice in a game in a loss to the Steelers, and he looked like Giants-era Daniel Jones instead of, you know, the Daniel Jones that we saw, I think, the first, like, 8 or 9 weeks.
Armando, last one from me, and we're wondering, okay, are the Patriots back? And I guess we'll find this out come December, the Bills and Patriots. You sat down with Robert Kraft, but not necessarily to talk about football or the Patriots or anything like that. Something much bigger, if you could share with everyone.
Right. So, yeah, well, the Patriots are back because they've got a great an outstanding head coach. I think Mike Vrabel is top five, okay? And their quarterback is a clone of Josh Allen, and you guys will see it. The rest of the NFL has started to see it. It may not ever reach the height of Josh Allen, but pert near, you know, so there is that. And Robert Kraft expects that. I spent some time with Robert Kraft this week during his Blue Square Alliance Against Hate conference. It was very interesting. He's very concerned about anti-Semitism in America and the world. It's growing. It seems to be a thing that more and more people have decided that 15 million Jews are bad people. And, you know, I don't understand it. But he saw, for example, the election of Mamdani in New York, and you know, he was, his word, sad about it. So, and he thinks that people are doing things that they believe are going to fix things. Like in New York, it's impossible to live on, you know, on a normal salary. And what they're going to end up doing when you turn to socialism and stuff like that, not to get all political on you, but it's going to make things worse. And by the way, I agree with them because I happen to come from a communist country and my parents got me out of there so that I could live in the best country on earth and not in that hellhole that was left behind to Fidel Castro.
Armando, it's great having you on with us in the sports bar, and we read your work on Outkick all the time. You're doing an unbelievable job covering the NFL, and we love talking to you on Dolphins Week. Be well, my friend. Let's do it again soon.
All right, guys. All the best.
Thank you. There's Armando Salguero. Read his work at Outkick. Fantastic coverage of the NFL.
That doesn't sound promising in Miami, does it?
He didn't paint a rosy picture.
No.
He had to pivot because he was getting irritated. Our guest was getting a little agitated talking about that team.
Usually there's something positive you could pull out. Like, no. And the idea that Tua's there next year. Tua's there next year.
You would have to. Yeah, that stat is staggering, that they would have to absorb a bigger dead cap hit than what the Broncos did when they moved off of Russ. That almost leads you to believe that they got to suck it up for at least 1 year with a new head coach and Tua to try and make it work, which again isn't going to make the new head. It's not going to pull the greatest head coaching candidates out because they're going to look and see, I got to work with that guy. He's a liability. I got to work with him. Tough.
Remember, Tua's one hit away from it ending, though, his career, though. Yeah. That's why. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, look, I think that would be tragic. I think it would be sad. And I wouldn't be that sympathetic because he hasn't really done anything or said anything with the platform that he has to advocate for player safety. He just kind of keeps going out there, and that's the football mentality. Mm-hmm. But you're right. He's one hit away from his life being, you know, potentially ruined by this game. We'll be paying attention, obviously. That'll be Sunday. Pre-game coverage here on The Fan starts at 9, kickoff just after 1. The Bills and the Dolphins here on The Fan Rochester. We talk more Bills next with the host of the Bill Maddock podcast. We haven't had DA on this week. We have him on every Friday at this time. And we'll recap everything from what he saw, his perspective against Kansas City last week, last time we saw the Bills, and do a little preview of the Dolphins as well with DA. Next on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to The Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.